Once upon a time, a cause of protest in this country was the issue of water charges. Clare, Irish Water, back in the headlines today, not for the first time in recent weeks, but this is the billion euro unveiled in last year's budget, or budget 2025, as it is. What is this billion euro? It has been argued that it was additional. Irish Water says it isn't. What's the billion?
Yeah, so essentially this was this letter from the chairperson of Uisgearán, Gerry Grant, as people might have read in the Irish Times today. This was a letter that was sent to Dara O'Brien, the former Minister for Housing, just essentially outlining that the €1 billion that was assigned to them in Budget 2025, it wasn't this this additional funding, as the government were trying to frame it at the time, that could go towards, you know, desperately needed infrastructure, that would go towards the development of new housing, that this was actually, you know, money that was already factored into their strategic funding model for a number of years. And it was essentially there to, you know, avoid additional borrowing that they would need. So none of this was going to go towards.
So instead of borrowing from AIB, they were getting the equivalent of €700 million in financing to cover what they normally would have borrowed to finance ongoing operations.
This is it. And Gerry Grant essentially said that what the government were saying, it was in direct contradiction to what this funding was actually meant to be.
OK, well, we'll take the listeners through some of this in people's own words. Here's Jack Chambers on October 1st last year, speaking at the budget, announcing this €1 billion of funding for Irish Water.
In terms of addressing water infrastructure, €1 billion will be provided to Irish Water for non-domestic capital investment. This will allow for works to be carried out across the country on capital projects related to remedial action lists, connections for new housing and addressing urban wastewater pressures.
And that was Jack Chambers, then Minister for Finance, unveiling the budget. Now, this was the Housing Minister, the then Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, on the same subject of this billion euro for Uisgearán.
And on top of that, we've an additional €1 billion for Uisgearán, bringing their overall funding to €2.7 billion, which, as we all know, is pivotal for the future in delivery of housing.
All right. Maeve O'Connell. Additional, not additional? What's your own view on it? Because the Department of Housing seems to be still doubling down and saying, let me quote directly from a statement we got, the €1 billion equity investment in Uisgearán was in addition to the voted funding provided in Budget 2025 and part of the overall funding mix for capital investment element of the Uisgearán strategic funding plan for 2025 to 2029. Well, what's your own understanding?
In fairness to Uisgearán, this is another great measure at distracting with what is the fundamentals. So now we're arguing over what the type of the €1 billion was, where it went, what the financing was for. And I thought it was quite clear, you know, in what the clip that you played there, part of the funding was to enable connections for new housing. Mm. And I'd be much happier if they wrote a letter to the minister explaining how the funding was going to be used to deliver connections to new housing. I think that would be a useful contribution to the discussion. This is just a distraction.
Okay.
As usual with Irish Water, Uisgearán, whatever its name is now, they are just distracting from the fundamentals and coming up with another excuse as to why they're not delivering.
In the National Parliament, it was said, you've just heard the then Fianna Fáil Minister for Finance and the then Fianna Fáil Minister for Housing say that this was an additional, in the latter case, more explicitly, the Minister for Housing saying this was an additional €1 billion to Uisgearán. Now, does the record of the Dáil need to be corrected?
It's well accepted that the Uisgearán needs more funding. And part of what's taking place at the moment is a review of the National Development Plan, and that through that more funding needs to be provided. But what we don't have from Uisgearán is what they need the funding for and how that's going to deliver those connections to new housing units. I mean, I have people talking to me about how they're asking Irish Water to do various things, and all we get from Irish Water constantly is excuses. No, we can't do it now, we have to do this first.
Okay, I'll come back to you.
And then we're wondering, when are we going to get to it?
Aidan Farley.
I mean, it's farcical. It appears the government has been completely caught out on this. I from Kildare's perspective, from the eastern region's perspective, we all know what Uisce Éireann will do with this fund. But what the problem is they don't know if they have that money yet or not. It appears that it has been over-egged and deployed twice, to be honest. And that statement from the department this evening will be news to Uisce Éireann, because obviously their bank account doesn't show that €1 billion has come in. It's the latest in a string of real disasters when it comes to housing policy. This €1 billion will go directly to the infrastructure needed to build houses. But
no, not this €1 billion. Another future
an additional billion.
Euros.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. An additional billion, as promised. Mm. As promised on the floor of the Dáil. So someone somewhere is telling an inaccuracy, whether it's the government ministers, who both individuals have not gone away, they're still very much in post, albeit different briefs. They should come in to clarify what is going on here, because otherwise we're going to, as public representatives, expect Uisce Éireann to report and to deliver. But if they haven't received that funding, then how can they deliver to the extent that we'll expect?
All right. Of course, they weren't the only ones who said it was additional. Here's Simon Harris on the 15th of October, 2 weeks later, saying the same thing.
We have just in the budget allocated an extra €1 billion to Irish Water, to Uisce Éireann, using the proceeds from the AIB bank shares. Now, what that means in practice is, to the best of my knowledge, Uisce Éireann is now fully capitalised to meet its needs out to 2028, based on what they've told the government they require.
All right, there's Maeve O'Connell, there's Simon Harris saying that Uisce Éireann is now fully capitalised to meet its needs out to 2028. Uisce Éireann would beg to differ. We saw the letter from Gerry Grant released to the Irish Times under FOI, and Peter the Construction Industry Federation were out in early January saying that it was their understanding that Uisce Éireann wasn't funded. So if it is about the main issue of building additional houses, the impression was given that Uisce Éireann was being funded to increase the number of houses that could be built and connected. And Uisce Éireann says that that's not possible with this.
And it's interesting as well what Uisce Éireann aren't saying. They're going to be involved in the new task force on infrastructure delivery. What are they going to do?
Okay.
But and this is the point. They're very good at complaining about one thing, and yet they're not coming up with any solutions. And what we're looking for, all of us here tonight, and all of your listeners, is solutions to housing. And the government is committed to giving them more funding.
Are they not entitled to complain if it's put on the public record in the Dáil and elsewhere that this is additional funding to Uisce Éireann, and if it's not additional funding?
But the government is committed to providing additional funding to Uisce Éireann to address what blockages there are in terms of delivering housing. What we're waiting for is for Uisce Éireann to come back and say, right, if you give us this money, we will be able to deal with this issue and get more housing built. So there's a silence from Uisce Éireann on the fundamental here, and they're using this as a distraction.
Right. Well, there's an opposite of it. Anyway, Aidan Farrelly.
If you offered me a fiver and then 2 weeks later said, and I'm going to give you an additional fiver, and you paid me one fiver, and you said, I've given you the fiver, you'd still owe me a fiver. And the problem is, what else is happening in October of last year? We're electioneering. We're out there, we're making promises, we're making commitments, we're showing people to our track record on what we've achieved. And this government, there's a trend. This government made a commitment that it was getting to 40,000 houses. Didn't happen. We've seen housing catastrophe after catastrophe, crisis after crisis. Only last week we've seen the issue at Housing Czar. And now we're seeing a lack of commitment when it comes to delivering for the utilities. And if we don't deliver for the utilities, we don't get the houses that we need. The housing crisis continues to worsen. This is a real, real issue of competency when it comes to this government.
And do you want us to put more money into a black hole that could be what Uisce Éireann is, when they haven't told us what they need the money for? That is my concern.
If your minister stands in the Dáil and makes the commitment to give additional money, the least we should expect is that the government follows through on that commitment. And if there's an objection from Irish Water that hasn't happened yet, we need that clarified by the minister.
All right. Theresa Reedy.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of a conversation, a bit of a parallel reality in some respects. If you read further into the articles today about Irish Water, they talk about how this is a symptom of the gross mismanagement of our water infrastructure for 50 years. And there are acute problems up and down the system. We're 10 days into the sunshine, and there were articles at the weekend talking about how there would be water shortages in Dublin. We're talking about redirecting the Shannon for, again, 50 years. I'm sitting in Cork City, where there are thousands of people today who were not able to drink the water from their taps, because when you turn it on, it is brown water that comes out, and it's been like that for actually months and months now. It's been covered on prime time. It's been brought into the Dáil. So, like, there are a series of failures here, and Uisce Éireann is being underfunded on every level. So today it's newsworthy because it relates to the delivery of housing, which is the current acute crisis facing the state. But all of these other things are critically important and essential as well. And so, like, the talk of 1 billion is, I mean, obviously that's the scandal of the moment, but we need to differentiate between scandal and crisis. Scandal is what we're talking about tonight because somebody wrote a very nice FOI and a letter was released. A crisis is the fact that the water infrastructure for the country is really overstretched and unsuited to deliver the needs of the population.
What about the issue of public confidence that Aidan Farrelly just mentioned a minute ago, that things get said on the record of the Dáil that transpire maybe not to hold as much water as was initially thought.
And that's part of the issue, but that's today's issue with the water system. And that's what I'm trying to say, that there's a difference between kind of every occasional kind of examination of this issue and the fact that we need to take a much deeper look at the water infrastructure for the whole state, which doesn't ever really seem to make it onto the agenda anymore. And there's a deep kind of political scarring in relation to water that's there since the water protests in 2014. And no government really wants to go near this. And no government has really substantially engaged with the delivery of water infrastructure. It's politically expedient to talk about it in relation to the delivery of new houses, and this scheme is in place to deliver additional houses because that's the current priority. But there is a much deeper crisis in the infrastructure and that just doesn't seem to get the attention that it really, really deserves.
Although, Claire Scott, this issue about the 1 billion euro that is not, as Irish Water puts it, additional to what they need to build 50,000 houses, you know, we've had two speakers on the panel tonight say it's a distraction, but it's still 1 billion euro. It's still a lot of money when it comes to a promise that, or a commitment that doesn't look like it's what it purported to be in the first place.
Exactly, and I think this is not the first issue we've had with the comments that were made around the election and the assurances that, you know, voters were given around housing, from the current government parties. And I mean, you know, the 40,000 home completions by the end of the year. I think Jed Nash was making the comparison today between this issue and those promises then. So, you know, what else are we going to find out, that all these promises that were made around the election that aren't going to be brought in over the coming years? You know, we have a very weak programme for government, where all we see in that document is the government will continue to do things. They will endeavour to establish various things, very weak, and they're not holding themselves accountable, over a number of issues that have already happened over the last number of months. So, this is just another issue to peg on to all the others.
All right. Maeve O'Connell?
Listen, I look forward to Irish Water coming forward with a proper plan and a funded plan in order to address these issues. And I would agree with Teresa in terms of our overall water structure and who has been in charge of it for the last number of years.
Right. But if that billion euros not additional and Irish Water says it isn't, should the record of the Dáil be corrected?
The Minister is already committed to providing Irish Water whatever funding they require in order to achieve their objectives. What we need to see is a plan
for that. But that's a separate issue, isn't it? I mean, committing to provide them with the funding they need in the National Development Plan is substantially different from saying that money was already committed in the budget announcement last year.
Yeah, the funding was in addition to what was already committed. And I think, again, we need to see more detail around what Irish Water would have done with that money, are planning to do with the future funding. So we have an idea of how we're actually going to get those houses built and our water system improved.
Right. Aidan Farrelly?
Yeah, it's interesting. In all of this commentary over the last 24 hours or so, I haven't heard the argument that Irish Water don't have a plan. There's plenty of plans out there. I think the utility knows exactly what it needs to do in order to create the environment where growth can happen. And I completely accept the points in terms of the overall water debate, potentially it's not politically favourable enough to invest so much money underground where people won't see it. But we need it. It's critically important. As a councillor, I've seen it for years, how important it is and how important it is for the utility to be accountable. But right now, we're talking about a very specific issue, and that is that promises were made. And if those promises can't be kept by those that we hold to account, then there's a real issue. Because I remember as a youth worker watching budget debates, knowing and thinking about what do we have for the year to come. If we can't trust that, there's big issues there. So I think assurances, clarity can be forthcoming here from the minister.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.